McKinley, recognized throughout Alaska by its Koyukon Athabaskan name Denali, has long been thought to stand at 20,320 feet, a measurement recorded in 1953. That number was contested in 2013 when the United States Geological Survey, or USGS, used radar technology to recalculate the mountain's height. The result was a mere 20,237 feet, 83 feet lower than the previously recognized elevation.
Oh, people didn't like the lower number, and I was bothered by it myself. I mean, I had people say, it's still over 20,000 feet, I hope. And I said, yes, it's still over 20,000 feet, but I don't know how much over 20,000 feet.
Dave Mowney is Senior Project Manager with Dewberry Geospatial Products and Services, a company contracted by USGS to perform the 2013 survey. Mowney says the new elevation, in addition to being controversial, may not be entirely accurate. He says the measurement was taken from the air using radar frequencies to create 3D images as part of an ongoing mapping project around the state. And while that technique is great for mapping complex terrain in 3D, Mowney says its single-point elevation measurements could be off by several meters. He adds that the most accurate way to measure height for a specific peak is to use GPS. But for that, you need old-fashioned boots on the ground.
Hey there, this is Blaine. We're up at 14,000 feet on Denali on the summit survey expedition.
Blaine Horden is leading those boots and a team of three surveyors to the summit of Denali this week in an expedition sponsored by USGS, the National Geodetic Survey, and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The team's mission? To set the record straight. As of Monday night, Horden and his team had settled in at 14,000 feet, with plans to push for the summit as early as Wednesday. But Mowney says the task of measuring a mountain isn't an easy one.
These guys are not just taking themselves to the top of the mountain. They are carrying a lot of equipment with them. That all has weight associated with it. Some of it is stuff that they have to keep inside their coat so that their bodies will help keep it warmer. So that all adds to the complexity of the climb.
In addition to challenges faced by all high-altitude climbers, the surveyors will need to clear a few logistical hurdles. For example, finding the physical peak of Denali, rock that has been buried under feet of ice and snow. This could be an ambitious goal. No survey of the mountain so far has calculated elevation using its natural peak. All measurements have been taken from ice resting on top of the mountain, which Mowney says could have contributed some level of error in the past.
People want to know how high is Denali, and perhaps the best we can do is tell them how high the ice and snow is in 2015 on the day that we surveyed it, recognizing that the thickness of the ice and snow may change whenever it rains or snows up there, or melts for that matter.
Mowney says even if Horden's team also measures from ice at Denali's summit, the data they gather will provide an improved estimate of the mountain's true height, which was last surveyed more than 50 years ago. The current expedition could take as long as 3 weeks to complete, but Mowney reports that surveyors are currently ahead of schedule and could begin their descent by the end of this week. In Nome, I'm Francesca Fenzi.